Hi, I'm Carrie Brown, and you're listening to the Business Report on 88.5 WFDD, a partnership with the Triad Business Journal. Winston-Salem is a small city with a sprawling central business district that is now vibrant in every quadrant. In his column this week in the Business Journal, Justin Catanoso looks at just how far downtown has come in the last 15 years. Justin, a new visitor to Winston-Salem's downtown, can't help but be impressed with all of the new restaurants, businesses, and places to live. But as you point out, this renaissance has been a long time coming.
Oh, absolutely. And if you looked at Winston-Salem in the late 1990s, it was really desolate. And it made sense. You know, all the retail had fled to the suburbs. There was virtually no housing downtown. The big corporations were downsizing. There were no restaurants. There was really no reason to go downtown unless you worked there. And when the workday was over, you left. Little by little, things began to change. Progress started to take hold, you know, about 15 years ago.
You mentioned John Elkington in your column. Who was he?
He was invited into the city in the late 1990s by city council as a way of jump-starting revitalization efforts there. There was just no local investment or people willing to take a risk. And John Elkington developed this master plan. Like, he was the guy that said 4th Street ought to be dedicated to Restaurant Row. He was the guy who said that, you know, the Trade Street ought to be all sort of focused on the arts. He never got to exercise his vision. He just didn't get the buildings. He didn't get enough investment behind him. But his plan sort of lived on, and the local investors picked up on it and started to push it forward.
What would you say have been a couple of the most important drivers to the steady revitalization?
Well, on the east end of town, you have the Piedmont Triad Research Park and the Innovation Quarter. And just drive around that part of town and see what's happened to those old Reynolds factories and warehouses is astonishing. So you've got new businesses there, you've got retail operations, and residential has really been the key. You know, in just the last 6 years in downtown Winston-Salem, they've added 3,100 residential units. And most of those units are full. So when you have thousands of people living downtown and paying rents anywhere from, you know, $900 a month for a one-bedroom apartment on up to $2,000 a month for a three-bedroom apartment, you've got lots of people with money to spend in a downtown area, and that's been a driving force toward progress.
Downtown revitalization has been a high priority in Greensboro, too, over the same period. How do the two cities compare?
One of the big differences between Greensboro and Winston-Salem is that Winston-Salem has retained a lot of its original architecture and building stock from the last 60 to 100 years. In Greensboro, the downtown has in some ways been hollowed out. So you've got South Elm Street with a lot of that original architecture. But when you move around the adjacent streets to Elm, there's not a lot there to redevelop. So there's lots and lots of investment going on in Greensboro, but it's in different pockets. And until it starts to fill out, it doesn't feel as connected as it does in Winston-Salem.
You mentioned in your column that in Winston-Salem, there are some key players that have pushed downtown forward.
Yeah, you know, I think you can credit lots of developers, and we could name a bunch of them that have come in and risked some capital there to make some things happen. But I don't think you can overestimate the importance of the city council and the mayor in the last 15 years in pushing downtown Winston-Salem ahead. So they have managed to revise zoning and code enforcement laws to make it possible for entrepreneurs to invest in these properties. You know, and a big thing they did several years ago is they stuck their neck out on the downtown ballpark. It was half built and was going to go bankrupt. And they put almost $30 million toward that project to make sure that it didn't fail. And you can see that that's paying dividends now, and all the development that's going on around the ballpark is a result of that thing being open.
So we have all of this, Justin, but what's next for downtown Winston-Salem?
A couple of weeks ago, I spent an hour driving around downtown with Jason Thiel. He's the president of the Downtown Winston-Salem Partnership, and he should get some credit in a lot of what's happened down there. And he points out that in many ways, it's about filling in the gaps. If you look at the infrastructure on the east end of town, you know, the interstate is starting to put an interchange that's going to empty right into the Innovation Quarter, which is going to drive a lot of development. But beyond that, you know, what Jason says, it's the little things. It's how do we provide more parking? How do we keep the streets clean? How do we make sure that there's security downtown so everybody stays safe? What he really stresses is that this past that some of us can remember when downtown was really up and down all the time and you never were sure whether the progress was going to last, that those days are done, that the revitalization of downtown Winston-Salem is really only going one direction, and that's forward.
Thank you, Justin.
Thank you, Carrie.
To read Justin Catanoso's column and more breaking business news from the region, Go to the Triad Business Journal online at triadbizjournals.com. For 88.5 WFDD with this week's business report, I'm Carrie Brown.